I don't know what the hell's going on with the guy. I think he might be having the worst 2020 out of all of us.
Out of all of us? Fuck, there's some bad 2020s going around.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Intentionally Foul Podcast, where nothing in sports is off limits and everything is out of bounds. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and leave a review down below. How are we doing today, Jacob?
Doing well, man. I had to work, but I mean, it's a scorcher, so it's nice to be inside and recording the podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely picking up here. We've had a couple triple digit days last week, but I'm very happy we do this podcast indoors. today we got a lot of topics, a lot of interesting ones. First is going to be the athlete who you would want to be stuck on an island with or would not want to be.
Yep.
Next, we have some of the best trash talkers in sports history. And finally, we're going to continue with our jersey numbers from a couple weeks ago. We're going to go from 26 to 50 this time.
Hell yeah.
So let's start with these athletes and you being stuck on an island with them.
All right. I'm going to start with least. Like, for me, I'm going to pick Aaron Rodgers. This motherfucker complains all the time. I mean, just look at him. Look how he acts, especially the last year. What a bitch.
He might give a shit for the first couple days on the island, but by the end of it, where he kind of is now, you know, he's kind of at the end of his career, he's just going to be so over it.
Yeah.
He just won't even want to help.
He's going to get so sick of this shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on there with him either, but I'm going to choose my worst. O.J. Simpson, because he's going to murder me.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, but on the real, though, he'd murder me.
Jesus.
Moving on to my best one, Michael Phelps, because he might be able to swim out to in the ocean, maybe find some help. And make it back in time.
That's true.
And I mean, I'm not making it further than he is, and he's really our best shot of getting rescued.
Yeah. For like survival wise, the best one, I picked two of them. George Kittle is fucking crazy, man. I know he'll go like eat a fucking tree if he needs to to survive. And then Tyron Matthew, the honey badger.
Okay, I like those. I like Kittle because not only would he do what it takes to survive, but he's also the type of guy that you want to sit down and have a beer with.
Yeah.
So he'd be fun to talk to when you're not fighting for your life.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And as a joke, I put in Revis. Revis. Because it's an island, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have a third category here. It's best/worst, like a boomer bust pick.
Okay.
And that's Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
Because he's way too unpredictable. I mean, he seems like a great teammate. Other times you can kind of see him bitching him out under his breath. But if you want to be left alone, he's going to leave you alone. But then again, if you want to talk to him, he may not want you to talk to him.
Yeah. And I feel like he would do anything to survive.
Yeah. You just got to make sure that you can charge him up, find an outlet on the island. You know what I mean?
He would do like the craziest stuff, like just to please you. I feel like he's like that kind of guy.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. We don't really know him too well after all these years.
Yeah. Even like all that time in the spotlight, like you still don't really know who the fun guy is.
Yeah, we really don't. It's kind of a mystery. But from what I could tell during this bubble break or the pandemic, we didn't really hear anything from Kawhi, and that makes me think that when he retires, he's going to go off the grid.
I 100% agree with that.
Probably burn his social security card and go live out in the woods or something.
I 100% agree with that take.
Yeah, but I really hope I'm never in that situation where I'm stuck on an island with an athlete.
Dude, the only other one that I could think of that I think would just like be fun, not necessarily like to survive, but Adam Thielen. I've met him a few times. He's such a like homegrown, like he's such a humble guy.
Yeah. He'd be like, you know what? it's nobody's fault that we're on this island.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck it. We need to adjust. We need to figure out how we're going to survive, and we can do this. No problem.
Yeah, exactly. Then you'd be like, oh, maybe I'm not so fucked after all.
Yeah. And if, say, like, say we had somebody like Grunk, right? I feel like if we got stuck on the island, he would just go crazy. He'd be like, start losing his mind, and, like, he wouldn't even know who he is after, like, 2 days.
Yeah, he couldn't even, like, get away from me either.
Yeah.
Depending on how big the island is, no matter how big, I should say, he'll find you.
Yeah, that's scary. That's like some Hunger Games type shit.
Yeah. So, moving on. Best trash talkers. I was really looking forward to talking to this one because I think sports has had some incredible trash talkers throughout its history. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for trash talk only when they can back it up.
Yeah.
Or else you just look like a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all the people on my list at least have backed it up in some way.
Yeah. So I'm going to name a couple off the bat. We'll go to you and we'll come back.
Okay.
First three I have are Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Dennis Rodman.
Okay. Those are all good.
Older guys. And Michael Jordan is kind of a staple because he was trash talking a lot when he kind of knew he was already the best in the world, mm-hmm. which is what I love.
Yeah.
You know, he could really get in your head. With Kobe, I feel like his trash talk kind of came from not only the same confidence that him and MJ shared, but trying to model it after Michael Jordan, too, mm-hmm. being his idol and all. And some crazy stories I heard about Kobe playing in the Olympics was that he tried to learn trash talk in other languages just to fuck with their heads.
That's smart.
And then third would be Rodman, just because I remember one time, I heard this story, he was playing against Magic Johnson. And he said, I dated Carmen Electra. Don't make me spit in your mouth and accelerate your symptoms.
Jesus, fuck. That's so bad.
That's really bad. But he said that to his face.
Oh, my God. Okay. These two kind of go together. Reggie Miller and Spike Lee. Okay, because, you know, Reggie with the whole choke shit. Didn't he score, like, 8 points in, like, less than, like, 3 seconds or something?
It was nuts, yeah.
And then he looked to Spike, and he just did the choke signal. And Spike has always had a history of being such a trash talker, even though he can't back it up on the court.
Yeah, I mean, I get it as a fan, just with the pride and everything, but because there's really nothing you can do about what the players do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a player and you're going to trash talk and then just shit your pants, it's not a good look.
Yeah. And another one, John Randall. He played for the Vikings in like the early 90s, late 90s. Dude, this guy was crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen any videos of him like shit talking during games, but he would literally just scream. He'd go down in his 3-point stance and then he'd be like, dude, I fucked your sister. And then, like, he would go at him, and because the lineman would be so distraught, he would just beat his ass every time. Legend.
How have I not seen these? Oh my God.
I'll show you after.
Yeah, I'll have to watch them. Next up, I was going to say Reggie Miller, but you beat me to it. Next three I got are Larry Bird, Jimmy Buckets, and Cam Newton. And with Larry Bird, I mean, you've heard the stories before. He was at the 3-point contest, and I think someone was talking about who was going to win. He was like, oh, it's more about who's going to get second place.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that one.
Yeah, and then I think there was another player who tried trash talking to him. He said, you know where to find me? And Larry said, yeah, at the end of the bench.
Jeez.
And he could back it up, too. He really could. Next, with Jimmy Buckets. Okay, this has changed recently for me because I always looked at him as a diva mm-hmm. and just someone who bitches. But now, on the Heat, he's still doing the same shit, but he's the star and it's working really well.
That's true.
When he was on the Bulls and Timberwolves and kind of dragging everyone on the bus and the team isn't playing well and you're trash talking, then yeah, I guess you could kind of look like a diva. But now he actually has something to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what he's going to keep doing in the playoffs coming up. And Cam Newton, this is going to go back to old Cam Newton. He still has to do a lot this year to kind of gain the right to keep trash talking that way. But I mean, you saw the plays where he'd be like, he watched film, watch this, and then he just scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the most savage moments of, I think, the 2018 season.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was a while ago, but yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
I'm pretty sure he did that against the Packers. Like, he pointed to Clay Matthews, and he said, oh, you've been watching film? All right, watch this. And then he changes it up to where, because McCaffrey was supposed to go on an out, but instead he did a V-cut, and he cut inside and distracted the shit out of Clay Matthews because he thought he was going to go on an out, but instead he did a V-cut.
Right. And then even they had the Pro Bowl 1 year, and he was talking so much shit to, I forget who it was, but it was like some small running back on the Giants, and he was like, what do they say in New York? Is you dumb? Is you dumb, little man? Like, Jesus. Literally heating him up so hard. So that was hilarious. Who else you got?
I got Conor McGregor, Muhammad Ali, and Mike Tyson.
Damn. Can't really beat that.
I mean, Conor McGregor, dude. You don't even need to... He doesn't need to say shit, but he's cocky as fuck. And he will shit talk. Like, I remember when he got his second belt, where he held two belts at one time. He's like, I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the fuck he wants.
I also had McGregor on mine, because... If you've been living under a rock, you have no idea the confidence that this guy has. It's literally so in your face, you can't escape it.
Mm-hmm.
Next for me, I have Kevin Garnett and Richard Sherman.
Okay.
Kevin Garnett, this is going to be because of... He could have never said any trash talk in his entire career except for this one line to Mello, but he literally said, Lala tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. His wife.
Well, ex-wife.
Or now ex-wife. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And we all know about fucking Richard Sherman. We've said it at least 3 times now, I think.
Yeah, he just, for some reason, finds a way to keep getting mentioned on this podcast. Yeah. But Richard Sherman and that little Crabtree rant. Okay, we've said it in like 5 other episodes, so like you can just go back and listen to those. A couple more. I have 2 more to round this out. Joe Kelly, for his little pouty face meme against the Astros. One, that's savage as fuck, because everyone wants to do that to the Astros this season.
Yeah.
Two, it's a meme, so it's just going to live on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, finally, super sleeper pick, Tim Duncan. And I'll tell you why.
What?
I will tell you why. He has never talked trash once in his entire career, except maybe one time. It was in the 2014 finals before, when it was all about like, oh, the rematch, who's going to win? And then someone went up to Duncan and was like, what do you think is going to happen? He's like, yeah, we're definitely going to win this time. And then people were like, oh my God, Tim Duncan trash talk. And they beat him. So the one time he trash talked, he was completely right.
Damn.
And so he's 1-for-1 and it went out like that. Perfect trash talk career.
Fucking savage.
And then finally I had like a little subcategory for worst, and this is just actually for one NBA team currently. It's the Los Angeles Clippers, except Kawhi Leonard, who doesn't talk, period. But everyone on that team is dirty as fuck and bitches and shits their pants and still chalks trash, and I hate it. I hope they lose.
Yeah, including Pandemic P.
Yeah, I'm not too confident that he's going to keep this up for too long. I think he's going to make up some other reason for why he's playing like shit when he's just a playoff choker. But we'll have to find out.
Yeah. I have a few other ones. Okay. Chad Johnson or Ocho Cinco. I don't know what it is right now. I'm pretty sure it's back to Chad Johnson. And then Deion Sanders, Terrell Owens, and Gary Payton.
Oh, those are good. That was real good.
I mean, Deion Sanders was a savage going into the NFL. Like, he said so much shit talk to, like, teams that weren't going to be around. Like, he wasn't going to be around when they picked him. Like, they had, I think the Giants, like, said, hey, can you take this writing test? And Deion was like, I'm going to be around when you pick anyway, so I'm not wasting my time with this shit.
Yeah, it's pretty bold, but hey, he was right.
So yeah.
Can you imagine someone doing that nowadays?
Dude, that'd be nuts.
Yeah, it'd make headlines for sure.
I got 2 more. Ron Artest with the Malice at the Palace. I feel like there had to be some shit talking. I mean, obviously there was, between that fan and Ron Artest.
Yeah, whatever that fan said must have been pretty bad. And, well, I mean, he did get beer thrown at him. That's just fuel to fire right there.
And then This person's not a shit talker, but Lance Stevenson, he's a blow talker. Whatever the fuck.
A whistleblower.
Whistleblower.
Ear blower. I don't know what you want to call it. He just does really weird shit, and yeah. I hope he's enjoying himself in the Chinese league, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. I still can't believe he was borderline all-star a couple years ago. Not even that long. I mean, not a couple years, but not even that long ago, and now he's out of the NBA.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Because he was literally everywhere for that little ear-blowing shit.
Yeah. Come hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. We've downloaded it on our phones, and it's probably one of the smoothest fantasy sports apps we've ever used.
They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport.
For the NFL, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup.
In NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup.
Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur.
The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is.
Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool.
For PGA, Thrive has new contests each day of the tournaments, so don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut.
Even better, you can win a lot of money. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018.
Use promo code FOUL20 when you sign up today, and you'll receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more.
Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store by visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com.
Or hit the link in our description.
Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
Yeah, so let's just hope that we hear some more trash talk as the playoffs go on in hockey and the MLB and basketball. So Next up, we got some jersey numbers. Starting at number 26. For me, I had to put three guys on here. Le'Veon Bell, Saquon Barkley, and the three-point god Kyle Korver.
All right. Those are solid. I have Le'Veon and Saquon, but I also have Rod Woodson, Daryl Strawberry, who played in the MLB, Andrew McCutchen, and Viking legend Antonio Winfield.
Oh shit. You went hard on this one.
Those are fucking legends, man.
Yeah. Those are good. Moving on to number 27, I have COVID Abdul-Jabbar, Rudy Gobert, and Mike Trout.
Jesus. All right, we have Rudy and Trout, but also I believe Vladimir Guerrero was 27 at one time.
Yeah.
And David Ortiz on the Twins was actually 27. We talked about that the last time.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, fuck Jose Altuve, who is also 27.
I didn't even want to talk about him.
He doesn't exist.
28. AP, yep. Marshall Faulk for me.
Yeah, I would agree with those for sure. I mean, I feel like 28 is like a pretty dominant running back number. Like 12 was quarterback number, but I feel like 28 is a running back number because you have AP, Marshall Faulk, Chris Johnson, Curtis Martin. He played for the Bengals a long time ago. But then you also have, in baseball, you also have Buster Posey. Probably the best baseball player at 28.
Okay, yeah. It's with running backs, I get that number is like pretty common to begin with, but the fact that you have so many great players, I mean, it's, who knows, there's maybe some power behind the number.
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely missing some at 28, but like those ones that we mentioned, like AP and Marshall Faulk, fucking legends.
Yeah, 100%. Next at 29, I have Eric Dickerson, Ken Dryden.
All right. I have Eric Dickerson as well. Also have John Smoltz, a pitcher, legendary pitcher for, I believe, the Braves. And then Rod Carew. His 29 is actually hired by the Minnesota Twins. And then Eric Berry. Dude, probably one of the strongest fucking people that I've ever experienced, like, watching in sports.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
And then flip side to the least strong person, fucking Earl Thomas at 29 as well.
Earl Thomas just keeps finding his way into bad headlines.
Dude, what a bitch.
I don't know what the hell's going on with the guy. I think he might be having the worst 2020 out of all of us.
Out of all of us? Fuck, there's some bad 2020s going around.
Yeah. moving on to number 30. The obvious pick here is going to be Steph Curry.
Yep.
Because at one year, he was the most sold jersey in the NBA, like even more than LeBron or Kobe or KD or anyone like that. And he really kind of helped make the NBA more globally known, because, I mean, the three-point shooting is just, it's, you know, so easy to make great highlights and so entertaining to watch. Mm-hmm. And everyone overseas, we've been watching dunks for so long in the NBA that I feel like we almost get numb to how cool they look. But the crazy shooting that we saw Curry introduced into the NBA, that was just kind of something where we're like, whoa, this is actually happening.
Yeah, it was something brand new, and now that's like the staple of the NBA. Like, they move from big men to now you have to have at least a few good shooters on your team.
Yeah, you see all these big men shooting threes now. Yeah. Like, that was just foreign back in the day.
And then also for 30, I have Curry as well, but Nolan Ryan, fucking legend, pitcher. And then it seems to be an NHL goalie number as well.
Tim Thomas.
Yeah. And you also have Martin Brodeur, Ryan Miller, and Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the amazing goalies have worn that for sure. With Nolan Ryan, that was one of the first names that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beast. Next on 31, good old Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Who, you know, we keep talking about for some reason, but Reggie Miller made it back into the podcast with 31. And then Mike Piazza.
Yo, dude. Fucking, as a kid, I don't know if you did this, but I played backyard baseball.
Yeah.
And Mike Piazza was on it. And I loved playing with him because he could hit dingers all the time. And I was like, damn, I love this guy. And I didn't even watch him play. I mean, fuck the Mets, right? But like, I knew who he was because I think I remembered that his name looked like pizza. And so I always thought his name was Mike Pizza for like the longest time.
I what's funny about that is I at one point also thought it was pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like everybody has at least one point.
That's probably like a nickname for him and one of his friends, like a close friend. It's like, hey, pizza.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Probably.
32. This was a good number.
Yeah.
You got Magic. You have Shaq on the Heat and Phoenix. You have Karl Malone. You have Kevin McHale. You have Dr. J on the Nets.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you also... Shaq also was 32 on the Magic, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I keep losing track of how many teams he's been on. But what's crazy about this is I feel like you could even get a starting five out of all these guys, and they just run train.
100%. I mean, you put Magic at point guard. You put...
you could probably move...
Dr. J to shooting guard.
Yeah, move him to shooting guard, have McHale play the forward, Shaq center, Malone power forward. I mean, that's right there. You're set.
Yeah, I mean, or we could put in Rip Hamilton, who's also 32, and Cat, who's 32.
Those are your 6 and 7 options.
Yeah.
And like in a playoff lineup with only 7 guys, yeah, I don't think they're losing.
I also have to mention in 32, we have OJ and MGD, or MJD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. That's all I gotta say. I don't know. Yeah. But we also have for 32. The last one that I have is Roy Halladay on the Blue Jays.
Okay.
He's really good. Fucking legend.
Right. Next up, we got 33 with a lot of other great players. My boy, Zeno Chara, of course, on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Kareem, we have Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, and player that like a lot of people don't really, like they kind of forget nowadays, but Lonzo Mourning.
Dude, legend. Heat
legend, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, that was the first basketball jersey I ever had. There's a photo of me, and I'm 3 years old, and I'm wearing an Lonzo Mourning Heat jersey. Super random, seeing as how I grew up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I got it, but hey, it's pretty special.
And then we also have, we can't forget Patrick Roy, legendary Avalanche goalie too. And then for football one, I found Charles Tillman for the Bears. He was pretty good. And then Shaq feature again, Shaq on the Cavs. He was 33.
Damn, Shaq on the Cavs. I mean, it's more like Shaquille on the Cavs at that point.
Yeah, he wasn't Shaq anymore.
Nah. I think we've talked about this before, but we're trying to pinpoint the one moment in Shaq's career where he went from Shaq to Shaquille.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Next up at 34, we have Ortiz, like mm-hmm. we were talking about earlier. We have Paul Pierce, other Boston legend. We have Shaq again.
On the Lakers this time.
Lakers Shaq, prime Shaq.
Yep.
We have Chuck, Charles Barkley. We have Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, yeah.
The defensive player of the year, possible MVP. And then rounding it out, in my opinion, greatest big man to ever play, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
100% agree with all those. Then I also got to add Ricky Williams. He's really good running back for the Dolphins back in the day. Bo Jackson. Kirby Puckett, legendary baseball player and Twins player. Ray Allen when he was on the Supersonics. And then Roy Halladay again, this time on the Phillies.
Damn. Yeah, you're right about Ray, because I was going to put Heat Ray on here, and then I was like, oh, no, he only played like a little bit. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the Sonics. Mm-hmm. Sonics Ray had the same number.
Yeah. We put him on as 20 last time we did this.
Yeah, that's true. So, moving on. You hear that? Oh, it's a snake, Kevin Durant at 35. Rounding it out. And he's the only one I got on here just because, like, you see 35, you see KD, and you just, it goes together like bread and butter, which is why I'm really shocked that he went to 7. I actually don't even know why he did that, yeah. But 35 was the Kevin Durant number.
Yeah. I also have Ricky Henderson, really good baseball player, Justin Verlander, Frank Thomas, he's back, fucking juicers, baby. And then Brandon Crawford, he plays for the San Francisco Giants. I actually know somebody who was his, like, host house. I know a girl who was part of that family, and, like, when he was playing in, like, AAA, he would go and live in his house, and it was at her house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy when, like, he hit a home run in the World Series a couple years back.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I actually know who that is, and, like, I know somebody through connections that knows him.
Right. That's actually crazy. I don't know that. With Verlander, I actually really do like Verlander because, okay, I mean, yeah, he was on the Astros, but look, man, you're pitching. I mean, you're not really going to be related to stealing signs that much. And plus, Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Look, man, you win. Game over. Enough said. So, 36. Oh, my God. Look who's back. It's Shaq.
On the Celtics, baby.
On the Celtics. Probably... Shaq on the Celtics was tough to watch, man. I mean, he wasn't, like, horrible, but it's just, like, what used to be.
Yeah, he was Shaquille.
Yeah, and then now that number rightfully belongs to Marcus Smart,
mm-hmm.
who had a great game today, by the way, against the Toronto Raptors, putting up 20 points and 9-6, being the best player on the Celtics.
Whoa, that's a
today.
Fucking... Shit. I also have 36. I'm going to go with Jerome Bettis.
Okay.
I mean, the bus. Fucking goat, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's your nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we got to say about that.
37. This belongs to Meta World Peace.
Okay.
Who we've talked about maybe more than Richard Sherman on this podcast.
Oh, fuck. I 37 for me was hard. So I had to do a little research. And I came up with Dave Steb. He was a pitcher for the Blue Jays, like, way fucking back in the day. And I was like, oh, he's got 37. He's got a good stat line. That's my pick. Dave Steb.
Hell yeah.
Don't even know who the man is. But that's my pick.
I'm going to go watch some of his highlights now. Number 38. Hey, Stephen A. Smith. What's up? What was that? Who do you have at 38? Kwame Brown coming in at number 38.
Oh, fuck.
One of the biggest draft busts of all time.
Yeah.
Really, no excuse. No footwork. Small hands. Can't dribble. Can't use a post move.
Mm-hmm.
why, how did he last in the league for so long? I think he spent like 5 years at the end of his career just sitting down on a bench getting millions.
Yeah, probably. For my 38, I have Curt Schilling. I believe he was 38 once or twice in his career. I don't remember if it's been his number his entire career, but Curt Schilling, even though, you know, like the tar shit that he put on his hat and in his sock, I mean, you still got to give him some respect. He was a pretty good pitcher, especially when he was grouped up with Randy Johnson.
Right. I mean, with baseball players and them being horrible people and doing questionable things, you kind of just get used to it after a while.
Yeah, I feel like baseball, people cheat all the time.
Yeah. What the fuck? I feel like you're 100% on that one. So number 39, this one was hard. Yeah. But I had to go with Greg Ostertag, who was on the Jazz when Michael Jordan whooped their ass.
Oh, okay.
I give him a lot of credit for going out there and just taking a beating like a man. And, I mean, that's really all I got to tell him.
I have either Dominic Hasek, who was an NHL goalie or was an NHL goalie. And then, 39 is pretty raw. So, Jeremy Grant.
Oh.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty shallow. So I had to pick somebody with a little less, stat line.
Damn. You can only use so much. You can only use so much for 39.
Yeah.
40, I really only had one for this one, but it's the man who is competing with Philip Rivers to see who has the most kids, Sean Kemp.
Okay.
Dr. Duncan's? No, that was someone else. I don't remember Sean Kemp's nickname, but he had some pretty legendary dunks back in the day. I remember he dunked on someone and he literally pointed it at them on the ground. Dude, like a fucking savage.
That's savage as fuck.
And I don't remember if he got teed up for it or not, but oh my god. If someone did that to me, I would just change my name and move states.
Yeah. Dude, I also have Henrik Zetterberg, really good NHL player, and then Gale Sayers. A legend. Bears legend. You know, usually I don't give props to the Bears. You know, last episode I said, fuck the Bears. And for good reason. I mean, we all know, we all seen the headlines. And, yes. But Gale Sayers, I give him respect.
Yeah. You know what? I gotta agree with you. We'll be nice to the Bears for once.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel bad.
Only this time, the only.
Yeah. No more free passes, okay?
Or the Cowboys.
No. 41, I have one of my favorite NBA players in Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, that's my only pick.
One of my least favorite NBA players. He actually used to be a Celtic, but it's Kelly Olynyk.
Mm.
And I really wasn't a fan of when he was picked up by the Celtics. I said, this guy is fucking joke and he needs to shave his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tore Kevin Love's arm out of his socket in that Cavs series.
Yeah.
And... like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, I don't know. He's crazy.
And then now he's on the Heat. And so now I guess I kind of have to... whenever I root for Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and Jimmy and Bam and all those other players I like on the Heat, the one catch is I'm partially rooting for Olynyk, too, because he's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Next up, we have Jackie Robinson. 42.
Yeah,
that's this was reserved for him and no one else.
That's even though there are legends like James Worthy, Ronnie Lott, 42 is Jackie Robinson. Period. Also, we got to say condolences out to Chadwick Boseman's family. Dude, that fucking hurt us. We were so sad about that shit.
Yeah, I remember you texted me that and I was like, "What? Yeah. Like, no way." I mean, he must have had some really close people in his group because that never leaked once.
Yeah, dude, the loyalty in that circle, crazy. He had it for 4 years. Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, and Black Panther came out 2018
mm-hmm.
and 42 just before that. So, I mean, he was really pushing through it if he could make it look that good, you know, during those movies.
He's a legend for sure.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Jack Boseman. We'll miss you. Next up. Number 43, I got Troy Polamalu and Curt Schilling because he did use this at one point, so mm-hmm. I had to throw him in there.
All right. I respect that. I would also add Darren Sproles. He was pretty good at the beginning of his career with the Chargers. And then after that, when he went to the Eagles, he like tapered off. Then you also have Pascal Siakam and Chris Humphreys. Okay. This man has been through a lot of shit, but he's actually born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he married Kim K for about, I don't know, what is it, like 50 days or something like that?
It was less than 100 for sure.
Yeah. He's been through a lot of shit, so I gave him the honorable mention of 43. Before we move on to 44, we have to talk about the legend, I believe. He goes by the King, Richard Petty. Yes, NASCAR again. Richard Petty was probably one of the best NASCAR drivers of all time.
Oh, hell yeah. You always love to shout out NASCAR on this podcast.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, we might do a little more in the future, but I love when that happens. Number 44 was one of my most anticipated ones because they have some of my favorite players on here. I have Hank Aaron, Jerry West, the logo, and the Iceman, George Gervin.
All right. Those are good. Add into that Pistol Pete.
Oh, yeah.
He was 44.
Pete Maravich, man. I don't know. He was like one of those players where it just seems like so unique how he played that it's like you saw that and you didn't see anyone play like that for so long. Mm-hmm. Doing the behind-the-back passes and crazy jump shots and all that.
Yeah.
You see more of it nowadays, but there was a pretty big gap between that. It's almost like he was, came into the league way too early, like ahead of his time,
Yeah.
Next up at 45, we have Michael Jordan after he decided to come back.
22 games?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about this in the other Jersey podcast, but he wore 12 for one game against the Magic because I think the jersey got stolen or got fucked up or something. Mm-hmm. So just because it's Michael Jordan, he would fit on the 12 list for sure. But he would also fit on the 45 list because he was having some great games in the return until, of course, the Magic series where just everything kind of fell apart. And what changed him, caused him to change his number back to 23, was actually a crazy good line of trash talk from Nick Anderson, the Magic shooting guard. Game is close on the line. Nick Anderson stole the ball from Jordan and said he was playing like he looked 45. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jordan got so pissed he changed his number and lost.
He took it personally, like always.
Yeah, it would, but whatever. What he did after that series kind of just speaks for itself. But for the little bit he was wearing 45, I think he had a 55 point game in Madison Square Garden the round before, and he was still a great player for sure.
You also got to give it up for Pedro Martinez, who was also 45, a Red Sox fucking pitching legend. Yeah. He was also on Backyard Baseball.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was on there. But yeah, Pedro Martinez was the talk of the town back in the day. I remember you had Pedro, Manny, Coco Crisp.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah, he was on the Red Sox.
Huh. Oh, yeah, Coco. Fuck, I forgot about him.
Yeah, dude. Look, he's sleeper pick right there, but... I miss watching him play. Next, we have 46. This one is going to be Aaron Baines and Bo Outlaw, who is on the Steve Nash Suns. I know you've picked that team a few times in 2K games, and a couple players that you passed to were kind of like, who the hell is that? But Bo Outlaw, man, just because it's him, Just because it's him. And Aaron Baines because he's a meme.
Dude, he's a huge meme.
There are fan pages on Twitter and Instagram where it's just dedicated to Aaron Baines stats, making him seem like he's the greatest ever. I think it's hilarious.
Jesus. For my 46, I got a little-known name, Todd Christensen. I don't know if you've ever seen it. His perm is amazing. He's got this black It is so beautiful, man. Oh.
This is nuts. I can't believe it. I'm looking at the perm right now, and what the fuck?
It's legendary.
Ever see the show Eastbound and Down with Kenny Powers? Like, it literally reminds me of that.
Oh. Dude, that's perfect.
I mean, you're just the machoest of men if you have a perm like that.
Yeah.
You should never get rid of it.
And you can, like, he doesn't even give a fuck about masculinity. He's like, yeah, here. Okay, I rock this perm, and that makes him more masculine in the end.
Plus, he's got a killer stash to go with it.
Yeah.
I think he's sweating testosterone right now in this picture. All right. Damn good pick. 47. Look, man, who else were we going to pick besides AK-47, Andre Kirilenko? Oh,
fuck, I forgot about him. Dude, that's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, I think he's like one of the only people to have like a 5-5-5-5 stat line.
The fuck?
Yeah. It's like the most random stat line ever, but AK-47,
that's a good one.
Of course, of all people would have it.
I also got Mel Blunt, legendary Steelers cornerback. And then Jack Morris, who was an amazing Twins pitcher.
Hell yeah. I forgot about Mel Blunt.
Yeah.
I should have picked that one. 48, you got Jacob deGrom and Torrey Hunter.
Yep.
Crazy talent right there.
Crazy talent. Both of those guys are amazing. All right. Here we go. Back into NASCAR, baby. Jimmy Johnson at 48. I mean, it's like the same thing with Jeff Gordon at 24. You know, yeah. Jimmy Johnson, you know that number. That's going to be 48. Then you have Dale Earnhardt at 3. And like those numbers, just like stick with those people because you already know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jimmy Johnson and Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt, Jeff Gordon. I feel like that's the big three right there.
Yeah.
As far as NASCAR goes. Even if you've never seen NASCAR, like you know who those guys are.
That's true.
You know? 49. This was by far the hardest number for me to pick.
Okay.
But it goes to a guy that I guarantee you no one on the planet has heard of, unless you're maybe a Knicks fan. But it's Shandon Anderson. And he was kind of just like this pick by default because they're only he's one of two players to wear 49 in an NBA game. And he's the only one to wear it for more than one season. So he's the king of the number 49. But then again, it's like, you know, like what that's not really saying much, I guess.
Yeah. And then for 49, two pitchers, one really good pitcher, one pitcher who was really good. Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Really good pitcher. And Jake Arrieta for the Phillies, not the Cubs. He's actually 49. I believe he's on the Phillies right now. But he used to be really good, like that one or two seasons for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's the reason why they won the World Series.
Yeah, Arrieta was kind of, a lot of spotlight was on him during that.
Yeah.
Because he was playing his heart out.
And then he was a free agent for like a long ass time. Like, no one wanted to sign him.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how that happened. All right, rounding it out, number 50. I have two players on here. They're both centers, but they're polar opposites from each other. I have the Admiral, David Robertson.
Yeah.
Pretty much a model athlete as far as what you can expect from him on the court and off the court. Really dedicated and just a beast overall. Then you have his polar opposite, Joel Anthony, who's one of the most trash players I've ever seen hold a basketball.
Dude, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Joel Anthony was a member of the Heat,
yes,
on the championship teams. And yeah. I looked this up earlier. During the 2014 playoffs, you think he averaged a total of 5 minutes per game. He shot 30% from the field, like 1.4 points per game and like maybe a board or two.
Yikes.
Absolutely pathetic.
That's pretty bad. And then for my 50, I have the Admiral as well. I mean, when you think of 50, for me, you think of the Admiral.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he actually had an insane growth spurt in high school before entering the NBA. He was, I mean, people obviously know him for being so damn tall, but this was literally just his last couple of years in high school. No one was expecting him to, you know, even play college or professional basketball at all, and then just became a beast overnight. And when he went to the Navy, he was so tall that he almost couldn't even enlist because they have like a height limit.
They do?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they made an exception because he was kind of carrying them in basketball.
Fucking legend, dude. Well, that's all the time we have for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to us on so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram at IntentionallyFoul. Shout out of the week goes to Luis. Go to our most recent Instagram post and share it to your story. Also, don't forget to tag us. And maybe next week, you'll be the shout out of the week. I'm Jacob.
I'm Cam.
And this has been an Intentionally Foul podcast. Bye.
Take it easy, y'all.